to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know what? You heard me talking about this, about putting a panel together that is going to bring to you conversations that are innovative, exciting, and as we continue the conversation, a call to action, really a call to action. I am so thrilled to be bringing three of one of the top people in the field of what they do to the table to talk with us about bringing the conversation of wholeness and well-being, not just to the surface level of what this means, but more importantly, to a level that you can feel in every cell of your body. And the reason that I say that is you're going to get a very vivid, vivid description of some of the health and well-being that is required today by three of the top. Let's start off by letting you know a familiar face, a familiar voice, Dr. Scott Lynch, joining the show today from Crown Hill Chiropractic. You've heard him before on the show. He has been able to actually create a vision and a mission, and that is to help individuals enjoy the highest quality of life possible by helping them become greater expressions of their innate potential. I think that mission statement can transcend to all of the people that are listening to the show, as well as my guest. He has been studying human performance, Dr. Scott has, for over 20 years. He is the director of Crown Hill Chiropractic and Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. And joining him on the panel, as you've heard before, Tim Ticehurst is bringing the conversation of homeopathy to the table. Just an incredible healer, and is someone that knows that his personal journey, his personal mission, what he saw with his son, what his son experienced, is something that individuals can experience in the world of healing. And rounding off the panel, very important conversation. Many of you have said to me, you do not know enough about the food you're putting in your body, about nutrition, about what it means to combine health with the exact wellness of having a solid nutritional foundation. Angela Pfeiffer is joining the show, raised in the greater Seattle area. She's a certified nutritionist in Washington State and owner of the Nourish Body and creator of the Nourish Nation. You're going to hear lots about these folks. But what's important is this is a panel to continue a conversation, a series we've created so that you can have the whole picture. Thank you, everyone, for joining the show.
My pleasure. It's great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, how does it feel? How does it feel to have you guys like sitting there together, like the panel has arrived?
It's exciting. I'm excited to be here. This is something we've been talking about for months and months, and it's finally come to fruition. So this is Scott, and I'm stoked.
Stoked Scott.
Yes.
Stoked Scott of the Dr. Pat Show. Gotta love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I'm really thankful that these are all people that I can really relate to here, and we can really package what we feel is wonderful for everyone and individual as well.
Absolutely. And when I was working at the Baster Clinic for Natural Health, we had a team approach for most of our patients. And so to sit here with two credentialed and highly capable healthcare providers is wonderful to sit and just learn from how we can help each other.
Well, I have to tell you, Angela, coming right out of the gate, I have really put you to the test already. Not that the others are not going to be tested, but what I said to you about the panel is that I've asked that you create something, a food that you bring to the station every time we do the panel show, which is going to be pretty much every other week.
Right.
And I think that Benny will attest to the fact that you have done so.
That's right. I got to run off and get a fork. I'll be right back.
I got to get mine, too.
I did. I actually created a really healthy Greek salad. And my thought is this. I hear so many times people say, I don't have time to eat healthy. Or we really get stuck in our ruts and we grow up eating a certain way. And if we don't expand our knowledge, we have no idea how to cook healthier or you know, learn new tricks and trades. So each time that we get together, I'll create something that's very healthy, very easy to prepare. The recipe will be up on the website, and you guys can all try it out.
Well, this is what we're talking about today. Let's go around the round table, so to speak. And my question to each of you is, what is your vision for this panel? Why is this important to you? And how does this fit in to your own healing practice? Let's hit it right out of the gate.
Okay, Dr. Pat, this is Tim. What I'm really excited about, again, is these personalities that I can really relate to. And that's really incredibly valuable, because what it really means is that everyone else can relate to them as well, not only from a practitioner standpoint, from a bigger picture. And here comes the Greek salad.
It's crunchy.
Wow, I can barely talk. Angela, why don't you talk, because... I'm just...
What are you, drooling over the food already?
I am.
Someone didn't eat breakfast.
That's right.
And Angela, you'll talk about the downside to not eating breakfast, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's very important. You know, to talk about the panel, my biggest hope for this panel is to expose people to our different modalities. And really, I mean, I think everyone's heard about chiropractic care. Everyone's heard about nutrition. I think most have heard about homeopathic care. And yet... they may have a preconceived idea of what we do. And so to actually hear what we do and hear our philosophies and hear how we apply our knowledge to our patients, I think is really key. And my biggest goal with this is that each person listening develops their own wellness team, goes out there and actually finds, you know, two or three practitioners in different areas that will help them throughout their lives. And they should do that before they get a condition. They should do that before they get hypertension, before they reach obesity. And, you know, if you want to have optimal health your entire life, it's best to start when you're in optimal health and continue that. And that's really key.
Yeah, and one thing I think is very, very important is when individuals start using different modalities, often they may have been given information that is similar, but it's also a little bit different, so they end up confused. And so that could be very paralyzing for a lot of individuals where they just don't know what to do. And so my goal with this panel, and as Angela said, creating a wellness team, would be... to have people get a uniform message that's congruent, that's effective, and that can help them really take charge of their health and be empowered once again, so they're not once again disempowered from our current healthcare system, but look around and say, hey, by the way, I got a message on how to eat well, think well, move well. I have a homeopath in the office. I have a nutritionist. I have a chiropractor. I have a wellness coach. And really, once they get that congruent message, sky's the limit on what can happen, but it's about getting dialed into what's right, what's wrong, and creating some of the actual results that we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things I love about this panel is you all are also going to bring guests on to join in the conversation, and you're going to work directly with some of the listeners. I mean, we've got a lot planned for the panel, you know, beyond the Greek salad, although it sounds pretty good to me right
now. So good, Dr. Pat. I'm not jealous now you're in Hawaii.
And Benny, are you getting to eat this?
Yes. Can't you tell?
With this mouthful.
It's really good.
I know. He's like instant messaging me.
Yeah, see, the salad is awesome.
You did. I kept trying to catch his eye and say, so what do you think?
No, it's good.
Nice. You know, and part of this, Angela, and the reason that, you know, I've asked you to do this is so that you can then throughout the show and on your website, you know, put the recipe up so that people understand that what they have here is something that is easy to put together, is nutritional, and is something that they can serve the entire family and feel good about it.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All the above.
That's all of the above. Now, when we're talking about the panel, and we're going to talk about this in depth when we come back from break, but one of the things that was important in putting the panel together was to not only talk about what the alternatives and the options are for people, but to really get underneath at some little-known information that causes large, significant impacts. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There are the small things we know. For example, the effect of putting lemon in water and adjusting the pH balance of the body. It may be a little thing to do, but in the long run, these are things that people can do every day in their lives, and you three are going to break it down in terms they can understand, correct?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So let me ask you, if you could pick one remedy apiece, one thing, just one. And that was it. You had one thing to suggest to people. The question would be, what would that be?
For me, it would definitely, I wouldn't see it as a remedy as in putting lemon in water as much as I'm more about behavior modification in my focus. And my focus really would be for that one tip is to eat consistently throughout the day. Eat consistently. And whenever you look at your plate, try to picture where the food came from. And if you can picture it growing, you're probably well on your way.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Very good one, Angie.
Thank you. Really good one.
Yeah.
Okay. That leads to a bunch of other questions, which I'm going to hold for when we come back, from break to help people with that. You know, because I think that's a conversation when we say eating consistently throughout the day. That doesn't mean, stopping in and getting a bag of French fries.
No. No.
So we're going to talk more about that. Thank you, Angela. That was great. How about you, Tim?
My remedy would be... in essence, and I do a lot of work on the behavior as well, and usually people come to see me when they are not well. But the one thing to not come and see me, the remedy would be to really be aware of yourself and to really take stock in who you are and your patterns and how you think and who you are, who you aren't. There's a lot to do with that. I mean, we're here in a body and we have a mind. And thoughts.
Well, and we're going to have to hold Dr. Sconce for when we come back from break. So the cliffhanger, thank you, Tim. That was great. And Angela, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Dr. Scott apparently has more time to think about this than we gave, you both. Let's take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Find out how you can not only slim down, but actually turn your health around and prevent diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. One Special Medical Spa is changing the way healthcare is practiced and doing it all at a magnificent 10,000 square foot luxury spa setting in Issaquah, Washington. Avakai Spa is the spa of the future. Call Avakai Spa at 800-988-7705 or visit avakai.com. That's AVIKAI.com.
Are you seeking deeper purpose and meaning? Then don't miss the insights, inspiration, and life-changing perspective of Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis from the Center for Spiritual Living. In her monthly show, Building a Better Life, Building a Better World, the last Tuesday of every month on the Dr. Pat Show, with practical spiritual principles and insights from the world's greatest spiritual traditions, visit spiritualliving.org for more information. Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com. In Monroe, Washington, at 206 East Main.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
Okay, everyone, listen up. You can do it. You can quit smoking in as little as 30 days with zero smoke. That's right, a new product to help you quit smoking now. And here's the deal. You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on gum, patches, or pills. Zero Smoke helps you quit naturally using biomagnets. It works by placing these neat little magnets on either side of your ear. Then science takes over. It's just like acupressure. The urge to smoke goes away. This product has sold like crazy in Europe and has just been introduced in the United States. In fact, Sal the stockbroker is using the product to quit. It's a disgusting habit, and you need to quit today. Now, everybody, go to their website, zerosmoke.org, or call them at 800-577-9933 and take advantage of their risk-free offer. That's right, Just pay shipping, and they will send you this revolutionary product absolutely free. What do you have to lose? It's the summer. You want to feel good, and you want to quit that nasty habit. That's 800-577-9933. Or go to the web at zerosmoke.org.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We have got an incredible panel put together for you because a lot of the feedback we've gotten is, you know, I want something more integrated on the show. I want to hear something that's going to bring in a more holistic approach. And so Dr. Scott, along with Tim Tysart and Angela Pfeiffer, have come together to create a panel. Now, this panel will be expanded over the next several weeks to include other people with other healing in other healing modalities, and we'll address a wide range of topics. But before we get into that, Dr. Scott, you still have your one thing that you would do.
Yes.
Or recommend.
Yeah, I got lots of ideas, but one's coming to me right now, which is if you had one thing to do, it would be get your spine flexible. And through chiropractic, that is we make sure the spine stays flexible. But if your spine isn't flexible, then it makes it almost impossible to maintain optimal health. And so with the lifestyle we have in America, many people lose that flexibility and lose that vital energy moving from their brain to their body and their body to their brain. And so I would say improve the flexibility of your spine. Seek a chiropractor who's convenient, close, and affordable, and start maintaining that healthy, flexible spine for life.
Well, when you put all these three together, I want to hear from you guys and tell me, what is it that, what are we creating right here for people? Thank you, Dr. Scott.
You're welcome.
What are we creating for people right here? You know, when we started with you, Angela, and you mm-hmm. were talking, you know, about eating consistently throughout the day. Right. And I want to demonstrate to our listeners how we're not only going to provide, conversation with them, but we're going to provide solutions and mm-hmm. actions. So let's talk about what it means to eat consistently, but more importantly, you know how your practice, how what you do right. is providing an opening for people to have extraordinary health and well-being.
Right. I think the biggest, the approach that I use is really helping people bring the awareness back into their life, bringing themselves and reconnecting with their body, tapping into the power of the mind. And with that, they can directly influence their health. It's not just about developing a positive relationship with food as much it is about reconnecting with yourself, you know, through meditation, through breathing exercises, through healthier foods and developing that relationship and actually bringing that energy in from the foods that you eat. And, you know, of course, we heard Benny crunching away on some whole healthy food. And there's actually an energy that you get in when you take in your food. And I don't know that energy is achieved when you eat French fries or fast food. So with that, eating consistently throughout the day, I think one of the biggest myths that I come into and hear constantly is skipping meals can help me lose weight. Mm-hmm. And I know so many people that skip breakfast. And, of course, I was teasing Tim earlier, and he ate breakfast, he assured me. But
I did,
definitely. But so many people, this is a pattern I see, little to no breakfast, coffee mid-morning, a really late lunch, and then almost 80% or 90% of the calories come in later in the day. And that's really setting up a restrictive binge cycle within a day. And you're coming up on the end of your day when you're more likely to emotionally eat, you're more likely to crave, dissociate in front of the TV, really eat that, what I call crap, all those simple carbohydrate-y foods that, you know, you look down, half the bag of chips are gone, and you wonder who ate those.
Dr. Pat, she's been spying on me.
I definitely have.
To a T.
But I think it's such an easy approach that I think it's missed. And if you actually spread out your calories, so say you take in 2,000 calories, if you take in a third in the morning, a third midday, and a third in the evening, you're less likely to overeat in the evening and more likely to eat consistently. You take hunger out of the equation, and it's more of a experience than a, oh my gosh, I'm hungry, I've got to eat whatever's in front of me, and, you know, you come up at the end feeling like you ate too much, and about a half an hour after dinner, you're hungry again because you didn't eat enough earlier in the day, and it really doesn't set you up for success if you don't eat consistently throughout the day.
Okay, there you go. So this is something that, you know, if you're not doing this right now and you're listening to the show, and what we like you to do is take one aspect of this and implement it.
Yeah.
So if you were to change one thing in your day, one meal, that would be a way to kickstart this, Angela, don't you think?
Absolutely, and I'd say further that the most important meal of the day is breakfast, and the second most is a mid-morning snack. And if you can get those two in, you are 99% there. Absolutely.
All right. 90%. And, you know, this is part of the conversation we're going to have. You know, I want all of the listeners to know that we're going to be taking this conversation out over in a series that we're doing for the next 6+ weeks. And so part of this is to make sure that you are being heard in the shows that we produce. We're going to be opening up phone lines. We've got lots of great things we're going to be giving away. And more importantly, we're going to get an in-depth understanding on what it means to live, as Dr. Scott would say, vitalistically. You know, Tim, part of the things that I've looked at, your philosophy is to be understood is the seed of healing. And as I look at that from a place of homeopathy, what does that mean to you, and what do you hope to portray to our listeners?
Well, it's a very simple statement that, and you know, human nature really responds to being understood. I think a lot of the ills of this world are from not being understood, not being heard. I think we can all relate to that in one way or another. And in this, from a disease place, diseases, I feel, are definitely can crystallize through our thoughts into our physical body, but a lot of it can come from just being heard, and that's a, you know, essentially what I do in my practice. I really sit there and listen to people, and what I'm listening in a different way, though. I'm listening for clues that will really fill me into a remedy that I know that will perhaps fit them. So when someone talks over and over about the word prison and escape, and I feel confined and oppressed, these are words that are informing me about where they're at. And so for me, I'm here just to hear them. I'm here just to understand where they're at. And then from there, I can really start to, you know, a lot of my work happens after someone leaves my office, where I really have to start doing all my research and finding out, you know, what substances fit in with who they are and how they fit in with them. So it's a lot of work, but essentially the work begins when you're heard. And when you're heard, then you can start to heal. I mean, really heard, really heard. If you're really heard, you know it. If you're not, and it's rare in this world. I mean, how many people really listen? Spouses, do they listen to us? Hopefully.
Most of the time. I really wonder how many people even listen to themselves.
I totally
think there's
you're
so
right,
much negative thought going on. There's
absolutely
such a cloud.
And it's a pattern.
Absolutely.
The pattern of, oh, I think these thoughts. And they're very specific thoughts as well.
Absolutely. And until you're still and calm and in tune with yourself, that clear voice will come through, but that needs to be taught.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what each of us do.
Absolutely.
You know, in our practice with our
So we all look for the patterns of stuckness, the patterns of, and I do it a specific way. Scott does it a very specific way. And Angela does it a very specific way.
Absolutely.
So it's very exciting. So to hear someone and just to see the light bulbs go off, it's fun.
Well, thank you, Tim. And I know, Angela, you're going to be talking to people about how what we put in our bodies either helps them get to that still place or not.
It dabs. Yep, absolutely. And I think
Dr. Scott, you know, for you, you know, you talked about keeping the spine flexible.
Yeah.
And you've been on the show now for quite some time and have brought many, many powerful conversations to the table. When the thought of putting this panel came to being, what kind of vision did you have for it? And more importantly, what can you say to help people understand what it means to have their spine flexible?
Well, as far as the vision of the we call it this, we're calling this, you know, a wellness team, was the idea that through chiropractic care, we have been, and, you know, the different books that we've reviewed over the shows over the last year and a half, we've been put into this role of wellness coaching. And so part of our office is wellness coaching, and the other part is strictly chiropractic. And so as part of wellness coaching, we find that the classic problems people have are what Tim identified, which is being understood and having that emotional and energetic clarity. Mm-hmm. Through chiropractic, we remove that by keeping the spine flexible, allows energy to move unimpeded for communication with the brain and the cells. And then we found the second point that people needed the most work on was their nutrition. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people come to us and ask us to know a lot of these things. And we found that the more in-depth we got into wellness coaching and the greater number of people that asked for our services, the more we realized that we had to ask somebody like Tim and Angela onto a panel for them to really give their expertise, because I'm good at directing people through chiropractic and start the wellness coaching process. But when they need to be heard, to be understood, and have that energetic flow, we'll send them to Tim to say, okay, here's somebody who's going to help transcend that and move you forward. Or we'll send them to yourself, Dr. Pat, for some life coaching. When they have the nutrition concerns, which is huge for most people, we like to be able to refer them to somebody who says, this is my field, I'm an expert, and I'm the best in this field, and I can help you. And so that allows our office to move into saying, okay, now we practice chiropractic, and then we facilitate you finding the right providers to expand your health and help you stay well for, as we talked about these last few months, that 100-year lifestyle. We're setting you up for success rather than setting you up for partial failure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, I'm excited about this wellness team. When we come back from break, each of the people joining us today, Angela, Tim, and Scott, will be talking about how they will contribute to eliminating the thought of disease through this wellness team. We'll be right back.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart, a desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Find out how you can use the power of words in clothing to change your world. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn all about Creo Mundi, a unique brand that's going to rock this planet. Utilizing the frequencies and positive words on the inside of clothing, Creo Mundi can really help you create your own universe and tap into the law of attraction. Like attracts like at creomundi.com. C-R-E-O-M-U-N-D-I. That's creomundi.com.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404. Are you carrying around unwanted emotional baggage that is keeping you from living the life your heart desires? Kathy Brody can help you lose that baggage without even going to the airport. You don't have to spend a year in therapy to get rid of bad habits and ideas that don't serve you. Access your own wisdom with hypnosis, regression techniques, reconnective healing, guided imagery, and inverse wave therapy. Stop smoking, manage stress, and handle transition. Call today for your appointment, 206-546-8266. Kathy Brody at Harvest of the Heart can help you start your new life today. Harvest of the Heart,
CancerCare.com.
Find out how to avoid being the next victim of cancer, heart disease, obesity, or diabetes. In his webinar series, The Cure, Save Your Body, Heal Your Life, Dr. Timothy Brantley, the number one best-selling author of The Cure, will share an overview of disease in America, how our eating patterns are destroying our bodies, miracles of natural healing, and his proven guidelines for health, detoxification, and regeneration. Sign up for the webinar series by visiting BrantleyCure.com.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Where did you go? You're telling me that you love me. But will you know that you belong to another girl who loves you? You are so fine. So fine. You blow my mind. You do. With the things you do. Me see just not fine.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I am so jazzed. What's that word? Stoked. That's the word.
They use it in Hawaii a lot.
Yeah.
I think they do use it in Hawaii.
They do.
That and
it came from Hawaii.
We've got three incredible people. Well, four if you count Benny, but three incredible people.
Oh, shucks. I snuck right under there, didn't I? Weaseled my way in.
He's eating the salad. As I said before, Dr. Scott Lynch has been with us for over a year and a half. And he's bringing his conversation to a new level, joined by Tim Tysuris and Angela Pfeiffer. And we're talking about nutrition. We're talking about homeopathy. We're talking about integrating modalities so that we can create a full range of health and well-being in all of the processes that we use and eliminate words like cancer from our vocabulary. I'm on the heels of losing two people that I know. Recently within the past 5 days to cancer, and many conversations with Dr. Timothy Brantley and others that are really in some ways rolling the boulder uphill to create a conversation that goes beyond what we know in conventional medicine. And I'm not opposed to, quote, conventional medicine in the way that its origins were meant to be taken out into the world. But I think that we have forgotten some of our roots, some of the ancient healing methods that we have. And the panel are going to bring this conversation to the table, as so to speak, along with Greek salad.
Yeah.
So, you know, before I went to break,
and how appropriate.
My question to you all was about your uniqueness, what you each bring to the table. What have you seen in the work that you've done that would enable our listeners to get a sense of what they can expect in the weeks to come? Who would like to start?
I'll go ahead and hop in there. You know, it's actually a very compelling question because I'm in the process now with one of our greatest friends who's having some health issues. And I think the biggest thing that we are all offering people is honesty and integrity to start with, which means, I don't know, I can't speak for Angie and Tim, but ultimately is I try not to sugarcoat things. Basically, we're telling people that 97% of those diseases, which are cancer, heart disease, diabetes, are preventable. And it's our lifestyle choices and our actions that are creating most of those. And so by not actually just beating around the bush and saying, hey, this is a better way to health and wellness through chiropractic, through wellness coaching, and which is the Peak Living program that we offer, which is getting people on board to a new way of living. And so when we want to eliminate those words such as cancer, diabetes, heart disease, well, one thing is we have to step away from the current system that is actually creating most of them. That's the allopathic system, and that's the way the American healthcare system set up and the way Americans live their lives. And so that's why Angie and Tim said, you know, they do behavior modification, which is it has to start there. But once we start the behavior modification, then it can never end. And so by being honest with people and telling them that there really is, you know, I keep hearing different conversations say there are many paths to wellness. And actually, I believe that that is completely not true. That if you eat well, you think well, you move well, you have a flexible spine, you have emotional satisfaction in everything you do, you have health. Mm-hmm. And so you can't have health unless you start working on those different aspects. You can only have partial health. And so with this panel here is we're teaching people how to achieve whole health. Angie said whole health foods. That's what we want to do with people's bodies and minds and their spirits and say whole health integration, fully functional for that expression of life. Mm-hmm. And that's what my office is based on. I know that's what they're based on. And that's the biggest thing that we bring to the table, which is honesty, integrity, and truth as opposed to the myths that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Absolutely. I think even maybe the single path to wellness is finding balance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in all those aspects of your life, but bringing that balance back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's so goofy to hear about. We talked about a book about the other path to wellness, a book idea that we had thrown out, and ultimately it's just saying that the way we're doing it is not about true health. The way we're doing it as a society is about disease and about fighting disease. And what I love about homeopathy, from what I'm learning from Tim, is whenever we fight something, we're putting our energy against something, and then we generally can't survive and stay well. Mm. And so we want to see people create a sufficient lifestyle that supports health, and there's only a few ways to do it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, totally. No, I think Scott is absolutely right. The integrity that I see with these practitioners is really, it's palpable. And I think it's noticeable when you have it and you see it in others. And that's a big part of what we're bringing to the table.
So, Tim, how do you do it differently?
How do I do it differently?
How do you do it differently?
Well, the homeopathic approach has been around for a long time. And it's steeped in years and years and years and years of this idea of similars. And in homeopathy, we use substances that are very, very diluted to the point where there's really nothing left of them. So from that standpoint, that was one of my myths of placebo and what is placebo and how does it work? But really, I'm just working with someone. I'm letting them tell me what they need and what they want. I'm really doing nothing. I do nothing. That's what I do.
That's good.
I do nothing.
I do nothing. Please don't remind me of an interview I did where that's all that they said. You know, you may do nothing in your mind because it comes very natural to you, but mm-hmm. the ancient approaches that you take, the ancient, and when I say ancient, I'm going back to healing modalities that people just don't understand. And because we don't understand it, we tend not to want to qualify it mm-hmm. to be substantial, and yet the results are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones, Benny. I think we have a caller. Let's take her caller now.
We do. Let's go ahead and bring on Renee from Seattle, and her question is directed towards Tim. So, Renee, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, mm-hmm. thank you.
Hello.
Hi, my question is, how do you address chemical sensitivity with homeopathy?
Well, it's very individual. If you put 10 people in a room and you subject them to a chemical or, and it's hard to really do that in our society, in our air. I mean, there's uh-huh. many chemicals and many things. But again, it's all about susceptibility. What is someone susceptible to, and what kind of symptoms do they give out? So that's really the essence of what's going on. And then from there, I might give 10 different remedies to 10 different people because they're all individuals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand. I'm very blessed that I have an acute sense of smell. I have two people in my life that don't have smell or taste.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And the thing, I can turn it around. I can look at it as a blessing or a curse.
Right.
But I can be walking down a trail and I can smell fabric softener after somebody's run past.
Sure, mm-hmm. interesting. Sure.
And so I don't know if that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it is.
Well, does it impact you? How does it impact
it would,
you?
It would impact me if I were working in an office with somebody that used hairspray or synthetic cologne.
Yeah. And what happens if you're in an office or a confined space with hairspray and things like that? What happens to you?
The sinus, the turbinate swell.
Mm-hmm.
I get the immediate reaction of the congestion or swelling.
So congestion,
yeah.
swelling.
Mm-hmm.
Any discharges, any kind of...
No, I eat really healthy. I'm one of those persons that does the breakfast, eats the mid-morning snack.
I love hearing that.
and I take supplements, and I exercise.
Yeah. Wonderful.
I eat salmon, and I pretty much do everything that you're supposed to do. So mm-hmm. I think it's just an acute awareness. And
right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, if it gets bad, I mean, that's the time when you need to address it. It sounds like you do have an acute sense of smell. And if it, you know, takes you down the wrong path, then...
Yeah, I just learned to try and not be in situations where I have to be exposed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I have a number of clients who do suffer from that. And really, it's about helping to bring down the mountains and raise up the valleys, so to speak, and make it more balanced, more even for them, so they're not as reactive. And that's what homeopathy offers.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And are there actually treatments that you can do specific to what the symptoms are then?
Absolutely. And not only symptoms, but who you are and how you function and how you dysfunction, the whole thing, how you think.
Well, that's great.
Great. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Renee. Have a great afternoon. And she's quite the little bloodhound. You know, she's going like an FBI agent or something. Just put her on the case.
Yeah,
she's got the
what
nose.
Well,
I think, you know, Renee actually demonstrated one of the questions we're going to be getting from our listeners, mm-hmm. because we have great listeners and they're tapped in to what you're bringing to the table and in how we are clearly expanding the conversation on health and well-being. And each of you are an instrumental, integral part of this conversation. There are people out there that listen to the show and beyond that are hungry for what you have to say. And so this is such an exciting time that we're able to bring this out there to folks, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, we're going to be talking about that Greek salad when we come back from break in a few minutes. I hope, Angela, you're ready to break it down and
I'm
talk
ready.
About that.
Absolutely.
And talk more about what people can expect in the weeks to come. Some of the topics you're planning to cover over the next 6-8 weeks or so on the panel, and how we're going to bring this conversation to a new level for so many people. And also, would you all please give out your website?
For Tim Ticehurst, it is www.homeopathyseattle.com.
That's an easy one.
It is, yeah.
Definitely. For me, with Angela Pfeiffer, it's thenourishedbody.com.
And for Scott Lynch, it's crownhillchiropractic.com or drscottlynch.com.
And for me, it's thedrpatshow.com. And we'll be right back after this short break, and we'll be giving you a sneak preview on what you can expect in the weeks to come. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, and boy, are we feeling juicy today. We'll be right back with the show.
Ready to put cancer behind you? Clarify your purpose in life after a cancer diagnosis. Learn new tools and take back your life. Rekindle your spirit and find support in peaceful Hawaii. Join our next retreat with Dr. Jean Octoberg, Karen Cook, and Lou Whitney at Kokalulu's Cancer Aftercare Retreat Center on the island of Hawaii, September 30th through October 12th. Space is limited, so call now, 808-889-9893 or visit cancer-retreats.org. Aloha! Do you dream of helping to create a more vibrant, healthy world? Study a healthcare method that is gentle, safe, and effective. Homeopathy has been the choice of progressive doctors and other holistic healers and their patients for over 200 years. Its success in major epidemics worldwide is well documented. Contact the Homeopathic Community School of Seattle at homeocommunityschool.com or call Lucy at 425-672-4485. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor The Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to The Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit AshitabaGreen.com or AshitabaBeauty.com.
Medical scientists worldwide are encouraging people to eat more fish. Most American diets are low in cold water fish, which are abundant in important omega-3 oils. DHA and EPA are the vital components of fish oil that provide healthy benefits. Not only are they crucial for brain and vision development, they are very important for cardiovascular health. Carlson Super DHA supplies a special blend of these super omega-3 marine oils that are so important to support vision, brain function, and a healthy heart. Each Carlson Super DHA soft gel contains 1,000 milligrams of cold, deep water fish oils. That supplies a full 500 milligrams of DHA and 200 milligrams of EPA. More than most fish meals. Get Carlson Super DHA from your favorite natural food store today. Carlson Super DHA.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Bitty bitty girl, caught her up and she made me feel right. Wish the bliss could never take flight. Sitting back with this mic in my hand. Spitting hot shit, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. You know what? This has been an incredible conversation, and I am thrilled to have these panelists joining us right now. We are planning such an exciting lineup for you. And as I said before the break, one of the things that we want to share with you is, again, not only who these incredible people are that are bringing this fabulous conversation to you, but more importantly, we would like to let you know right now what they are planning for the weeks to come. Who would like to start by sharing some of the content that you've put together for our listeners?
Yeah, I can definitely start that. You know, we've chatted about this and just kind of come together on what we see most in our practice and what we see affects people the most. We definitely want to talk about stress. We want to talk about, you know, the obesity epidemic, supplementation, chronic disease, fear and anxiety. And we were all just chatting. We thought it would be a great idea if the listeners sent in their top topics that they would like us to talk about, basically. Good. And we will take those to heart and try to touch on each of them.
Yeah, and that's, I think, where the power would really come in a panel discussion, mm-hmm. is that if people do have ideas and they can say, hey, this is something that we want to really hear about from mm-hmm. 3 to 4 people in their fields who I consider to be excellent and can help them move forward. And so mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea. And then I know you can also call our practices, visit us on the website, mm-hmm. and email us independently or together. Email Dr. Pat on some ideas, and we can make that happen for the listeners.
And any question, anytime. I mean, I think
Absolutely.
All of us are open. To answering
We're
anything.
We're here for that. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And part of what you all are going to put together are conversations that address very specifically things like cancer, things like autoimmune.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So the conversation is going to get from week to week very specific, and mm-hmm. you're and also going to include other people that you're also including as part of your wellness team.
Yes.
Yeah, there'll be lots of extra additions and some good people joining us. Extra good
extra
people.
Good people.
Extra, extra good people. That means really fine.
Yeah. Extraordinary.
Yeah, extraordinary people are joining us.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And, yeah, it'll be a fabulous, fabulous experience. So, mm-hmm. And so,
and we'll have fun. I mean, listen to us.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So let's get to that Greek salad.
Mm. You know, I love that I made this today, and I did not have this thought in my head when I brought this in, but as we're all talking about what we bring to the table and what's different about us, you know, if I'm bringing in a Greek salad, we can go back to the Greeks, and, you know, even Hippocrates is saying, let food be thy medicine, and mm-hmm. that's what's different about me. To me, nutrition is the gateway to the whole body, the digestive system, and that health, and really focusing on how you can use nutrition to better yourself, to reach optimal health and maintain that throughout your lifetime. I did make a Greek salad, obviously from the response I've gotten from the guys here. It's delicious. Very colorful. The recipe will be up on the website, and it's very easy to make. And there's, you know, artichoke hearts to tomatoes, cucumbers, red onion, and just a delicious peppers, green peppers, absolutely. And, you know, just some feta cheese. Mm-hmm. Don't forget the feta cheese. Love the cheese.
It's not too cheesy.
It's not too cheesy, but it's a great mix of, you know, a little bit of fat with the extra virgin olive oil, a little bit of protein with the feta cheese, and an amazing array of colorful vegetables. And I put it over mixed greens with some chicken sliced up on top. It's just a perfect dinner. Mm-hmm. Absolutely perfect dinner. Very easy to make, and it even tastes better the next day because it all soaks in. Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody's nodding. Yes, tastes really good.
Yes. Okay, passing so around. I want to hear from Benny, since Benny was sitting there eating it.
Yes. Of course I was.
Benny.
How can I pass that up? Yeah. It was light. Okay. It was refreshing. Even the feta cheese added that nice little zip that you know that some people look for in a salad, and it definitely had it. And I'm honestly not a huge fan of salad, but this one won me over.
Oh.
It did.
I'm going to win you over.
Kudos
every
here.
Time.
Oh, nice. Expecting food all the time.
You are.
If you don't bring it in, I won't have you on the show.
All right.
Forget it. Yeah. Get out of the show. Yeah.
Lock me out. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, you know, Angela, one of the conversations that you know, is really important to have for some people that are not doing dairy or not doing cow's milk, they can also switch to goat's milk.
Yes, absolutely. Yep, it's a completely different protein, and people can usually tolerate it. I think we've been, I don't mind dairy for people that are not sensitive. So please understand that. But we've been overexposed to dairy, you know, through the past generations. And, goat is definitely a place that you can turn to. They make some just amazing goat yogurts, goat cheeses. It's a kind of acquired taste for goat milk, but it's an option. So definitely a better, there's always options. I'd say. I know it's hard. Sometimes I have people call me and they feel so frustrated and down because they've come up with a dairy sensitivity, and it's in everything. So it takes a bit of doing to go through and really look at what they're eating and other replacements we can find. And once they get, you know, that repertoire behind them, they can go forth, and it's not much of an issue.
Well, in closing the show, the question that I would ask you each, and Angela, thank you for bringing the salad in.
Absolutely.
Each time you all are on, we're going to have something new that we're going to be talking about. You know, I want to start with you, Dr. Scott, and really looking at the conversation that you want to invite the listeners to, and talk a little bit about some of the topics that you're excited about.
Well, one of the main things is I think Tim hit on it earlier, and I know Angie did too, which is awareness, which is allowing people to become aware of where they're complications in health come from, and then teaching them simple protocols to restore back to the way we were born, which is perfect, and to eliminate whether it's toxins from chemicals, toxins from emotions, or physical toxins from the way we move our body throughout the day, is learning about them, getting them out of our bodies, and learning new sufficient ways to live, eat, breathe, and exist. Mm-hmm. And so you'll hear a lot of similarities between what we say regarding healing, because once again, there's only a few ways to get to optimal health, and they're all very simple. They do come, as you mentioned, from ancient healings. But if we can get people to, as one of the next shows we'll be doing is on stress, to dial into what stress is, the impact, but then also simple protocols to restore your body back to homeostasis and eliminate stress. And then, you know, I know Tim and I were talking about this a little bit before as far as ways to become more aware and actually ways to stay healthy. And so, and Angie too. And so if we can get people to dial into that, that'll be powerful. And when we can let people know that there's not a whole song and dance and a big game you have to play to get healthy, it's very simple and straightforward, then it'll be exciting every week. And so we got to remove those myths and start with truth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And for me, it's really about taking responsibility for your health. You know, each day you need to consistently strive for health and the daily choices you make. And don't wait for a diagnosis. Don't wait for cholesterol issues. Don't wait for diabetes to come on. And I think a lot of people don't want to hear this, but overweightness is a measure of poor health. And what's going to happen in 10 years if you don't address it now? It's much easier if you can, you know, reverse, the earlier you pay attention to that and reverse it, the better the chance you're going to live a long, healthy, energetic life. Disease is not, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. There are ways that you can reverse all the factors that you've set up.
Yeah, yeah. Usually I find that people are stuck in a certain area, stuck in a certain place, and that's when they'll come to me as I'm stuck here, and it could be anything, physically, emotional, and I find that it's all individual-based, it's all susceptibility based on who you are and your family history, things like that, and I think in the next shows we're definitely going to talk all about that, just how to get unstuck.
Yep.
And that's a theme that I love.
Yep. Unstuck in awareness. It's beautiful.
Unstuck in awareness. Thank you all for joining the show today. I mean, what a great conversation. And as we close this show, I want to go around the round table really quickly. One sentence to describe your personal message for the listeners.
Well, my message is, once again, very simple. Eat well, think well, move well to greater health.
My message is, I want my patients to live a healthier life, and with that life comes awareness and reconnecting to your body.
Mine would be who you are. And that's it.
All right. Thank you all for joining the show today. And, you know, this is a conversation that we're going to continue to have. I want to thank all of the listeners and Benny for tuning in to another fabulous show today. And, you know, to let everybody know that this is action that you can take. You can tap into your power, tap into the best of who you are. Until tomorrow, make sure that you step out into the world and you create a call to action for yourself. Bonnie Barnard will be here tomorrow morning at the earlier show, and I'll be right back with you with Jeff McCombs and Carol Singleton to check in to see how she's doing on his program. Until tomorrow, make sure you get out in the world, do something in support of not only yourself, but of the planet and others. Have yourselves a great day. I can't be